Paul Spooner, and I am the Senior Manager of Affiliate Relations and Ag Communications for USFRA.
Paul, we're here at the 2017 World Pork Expo in Des Moines. This is the final day of the trade show. How's it been for USFRA this week?
It's been fantastic. Not as windy and hot as last year, so we're enjoying that aspect, but a lot of great traffic here at the booth. And so we're showing a lot of the farmers here what USFRA is up to, and we're doing that through our 360 videos and our Smart Farm initiative. But, a lot of farmers are really interested in how we're communicating with consumers. Are we moving the needle? So it's been some really interesting conversations.
Give us some details on the Smart Farm Initiative, what it looks like, and its impact to this point.
Absolutely. So USFRA does a lot of research. And so we found through our research that technology really resonates with consumers. So through our consumer perception research, found about half of food influencers associate increased yields and increased efficiencies with technology. So this really was the impetus to Smart Farm. We want to capitalize on that positive support for technology and really talk about technology used on today's farms and talk about all the exciting innovations that are happening, to make farmers more sustainable, more efficient. So through the Smart Farm Initiative, we're taking it to different consumer shows. We were just at Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and agriculture really doesn't have a footprint there. So it was exciting talking to people about how technology is really improving. We've been to South Beach Wine and Food Festival talking to food influencers, and we have our 360 videos. So there's really a lot that's going into this Smart Farm campaign.
Like you said, you're here at the Pork Expo to show producers what it is that you're doing. And with this 360 technology that you've brought here, I had the chance to experience it firsthand just a moment ago, and it really is pretty remarkable what you can do and almost put a person on the farm. So when you're in South Beach, you can give people that have never been close to a farm that kind of experience. Walk our listeners through what they would see and hear if they put on this high-tech headgear.
Yeah, so we are bringing the farm to them, if you will. A lot of these consumers that we show these 360 videos have never been to a farm or ranch. They don't understand why animals are raised indoors. They don't understand the technologies that we're using. So when they put these 360-degree videos on, it takes them into a pig farm. It shows a farrowing operation. And so it's an opportunity for them to see the technology that we're using, that we're able to automate temperature and feed. So that's really increasing efficiency and is better animal care and comfort for the animals. But it's been really neat, their reactions after they watch this video. It's about a 2-minute video. And a lot of them have taken them off and they said, I didn't realize that's why animals are raised indoors. And a lot of them have said, I feel better about eating pork, which is exactly what we want to hear. We even had a reaction down at South Beach of a lady saying, this is like a pig spa. So that's, it's really nice to have those interactions and for people to kind of have that aha moment after they watch these. But we do have farmers, or we do have consumers that do push back and do ask us questions, and they still think that maybe there's not enough room for the animals. But it allows us to dialogue with them, and we talk about the safety of the animals and how they get individualized care. So it's been really exciting for us and our 100 affiliate partners that represent U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance.
So that's the type of response you've had when you've been to consumer shows. How have producers been responding after they take the headgear off?
A lot of thank yous. And sometimes it's hard to get the farmers to wear these because they're in the pig farm day in and day out. But really, when they're coming up to the booth, it's more of telling them about what USFRA is up to and giving them really that context that we're putting these on the faces of consumers that have never been to a farm before. So after they take them off, a lot of thank you for what USFRA is doing, and it's an opportunity for us to talk about, the affiliates that we're backed by and other programs that USFRA is doing to really move the needle and tell the story of agriculture.
Highlight some of those other programs, Paul.
Yeah, so some of the other ways that we're pushing out Smart Farm to consumers is through Discovering Farmland. And so that's our curriculum for students. And it's at discoveringfarmland.com, and there's two science, two social studies lesson plans. And it's really built off of our Farmland film that came out a few years ago. But recently we did a virtual field trip, and it's the Smart Farm virtual field trip. So we worked with one of our farmers in Farmland, Ryan Veldhuizen, who's up in Minnesota. And so it shows, you know, his pig farm and the crops as well. And so the students are able to see smart farming and a lot of the precision technology that we're using and understand GMOs and, you know, a lot of the technologies farmers are using to be more efficient. So we have the 360 videos, we have the Discovering Farmland, and really just we're looking for unexpected places for agriculture to be represented. So we're at Consumer Electronics Show earlier this year. We were at South Beach Wine and Food Festival down in Miami, and most recently at Sustainable Brands. And that was in Detroit. And really, it's an opportunity to conversate with food companies and inform them about what farmers and ranchers are doing before they make different sourcing decisions, before they go non-GMO or antibiotic-free. We want to make sure that farmers and ranchers are a part of the conversation and talking to them so everyone has a seat at the table.
Where will USFRA be at later this summer?
So later this summer, we're doing a few shows. We'll be at Ag in the Classroom later this month, and that's an opportunity to talk about the Discovering Farmland curriculum and talk to urban and agricultural teachers about opportunities that we have. We'll also be at Farm Progress Show and looking at the Food and Nutrition Conference that's going to be this fall and talking to dietitians and nutritionists about smart farming and everything we're up to.
And with the 360 experience, it would still be interesting to watch that video online, and I want to make sure you tell people about where they can find you online, but really to put on the headset and to be able to just turn your head, look up and down, and it's like you're in the facility. It's pretty special what you guys have been able to pull off here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't even need the 360 viewers to do it. You can actually go to our YouTube channel, USFRA. It's under our videos, and you can click on the 360 videos. And on your smartphone, you can just move that around and see everything in the farm and kind of what we're communicating about in regards to animal care and comfort.
What's the YouTube channel, and then what's the web address too?
Yep, so our YouTube channel, if you just search USFRA, it's Food Dialogues, but also you can download the 360 apps. So if you go to the App Store or Google Play, you just search Smart Farm 360, and they're also on our website, so fooddialogues.com/smartfarm.